President pushes for ban of mail-in ballots. By Donald Jeffries. Many expected Donald Trump to tackle our fraudulent electoral process as soon as he entered office for the second time. He has a huge vested interest in the issue, as many still insist he was, in 2020, the victim of the most rigged election in American history. Trump was condemned by all, including the leadership of the Republican Party, for being a poor sport when he alleged the election had been stolen. During his recent summit with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, Trump said Putin told him that the 2020 election had been rigged with mail-in ballots. A record number of voters used mail-in ballots in 2020, encouraged by public officials who cited the COVID-19 fear porn as an excuse. There was plentiful evidence of fraud, from reports of ballots being delivered to polls in the middle of the night, to over 1,000 unconnected people, most working at post offices or polling places, who signed sworn affidavits about witnessing fraud firsthand. Despite this, the state-controlled media, and virtually every politician outside of Trump, continued to proclaim that there was no evidence of fraud. Recently, Trump announced that his lawyers were working on drafting an executive order that will ban mail-in voting. During a White House meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Trump declared, "We're going to start with an executive order that's being written right now by the best lawyers in the country to end mail-in ballots because they're corrupt." Trump took to his Truth Social platform to announce, "I am going to lead a movement to get rid of mail-in ballots," while also condemning highly inaccurate, very expensive, and seriously controversial voting machines, which he claimed cost 10 times more than accurate and sophisticated watermark paper. Mail-in voting has exploded in recent years. In 1996, fewer than 1 in 10 voters used mail-in ballots, but that number skyrocketed to nearly half of all voters during the COVID era. Presently, 28 states let voters request a mail-in ballot without requiring a reason. 8 states and Washington, D.C. simply send voters their ballot automatically in the mail. Trump's comments came in the wake of Abu Musa, a Hamtramck, Michigan city council member, being filmed handing bundles of what looked like absentee ballots to a driver, who then deposited them in a drop box. Trump reiterated, "We've got to stop mail-in voting and Republicans have to lead the charge. The Democrats want it because they have horrible policy. That's bigger than anything having to do with redistricting, believe me. And the Republicans have to get smart." Musa wound up winning his election by a minuscule 1,129 voted. Trump's comments also came following a settlement that conservative Newsmax Media Incorporated reached with Dominion Voting Systems. Newsmax, like many other right-wing news outlets, had claimed that Dominion's electronic voting machines had counted ballots inaccurately. Fox News famously agreed to pay Dominion, as well, coincidentally just before Tucker Carlson was summarily let go by the network, despite having the largest audience in television news at the time. James and Kenneth Collier documented the suspicious glitches and irregularities experienced at times by electronic voting machines in their classic book Vote Scam, The Stealing of America. The Colliers prove that America's elections are not as secure as many insist they are. Verifying electronic ballot counting is at least as important as controlling mail-in ballots, in terms of building trust in the electoral process. Dead people voting has been a reality since then-Senator Lyndon B. Johnson earned the derisive nickname Landslide Lyndon in a contested race, after telling his aides that the dead have as much right to vote as anyone else. Mail-in ballots make this particular kind of vote fraud easier. Even the mainstream media acknowledged that numerous families reported receiving mail-in ballots for their deceased relatives during the 2020 election. Trump, in addition, called for the release of former Mesa County, Colorado clerk Tina Peters, who was sentenced to a draconian 9 years in prison last October after being accused of breaching the Mesa County election systems and leaking Dominion voting machine passwords. "If she is not released, I am going to take harsh measures," Trump said in what appeared to be a warning to Democrat Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. Griswold is one of many prosecutors across this country who was funded by shadowy globalist billionaire George Soros and his adjunct organizations. Judge Matthew Barrett, the trial judge in the Colorado State Court, cited Griswold's politics as sufficient justification for denying her bond and keeping her in prison. "Examining vote fraud is essential if public trust in the electoral process is to be restored. Voting can be done with electronic machines, but it must be backed up with paper ballots. The paper ballots should then be counted to see if the tally matches the machine total. In addition, voters should be able to verify that their vote was cast for the proper candidate. Several states do this. Finally, the process should be entirely open, with observers from all political perspectives allowed access to the vote counters. As Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin said, "What matters most is who counts the votes." Donald Jeffries is a highly respected author and researcher whose work on the JFK, RFK, and MLK assassinations and other high crimes of the deep state has been read by millions of people across the world. Jeffries is also the author of three books currently being sold by AFP Bookstore.